Listening to sermons as we go about our days, driving around or doing our work, is a perfect reminder of our Lord's promises and of His mercies. This is the mission of Upper Room Media: to make the Word of God accessible to anybody and everybody. Listening to sermons as we go about our days, driving around or doing our work, is a perfect reminder of our Lord's promises and of His mercies. This is the mission of Upper Room Media: to make the Word of God accessible to anybody and everybody.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Good morning, everyone. We've been going through a long season of Lent, and we reached almost the end. And today, as you know, is the Sunday of the man born blind. We heard last week about the... Who was last week? Last week, let's just say it. The paralyzed man. And throughout the Lent, we've heard a lot of sad stories. We've heard of the temptation by the devil. The devil is tempting Jesus. We heard of the lost son. We've missed the Samaritan woman because it was a feast, but there's a Samaritan woman during Lent. And she was lost as well, paralyzed, the blind. To be honest, we skim over these readings so quickly, but a lot of bad stuff happened. A lot of hard stuff happened. A lot of challenging stuff happened. And the question, if those things happened to you, you would have a question. If any of those, blind, paralyzed, your son is lost, devil is just over-tempting you, you would probably have just one question. What would that question be? All those things are happening to you. What would the question? I heard it. Someone said it. Why? Why? Why me? Why now? What did I do? Why to her? Why is she going through that? Why am I going through that? It's too much. It's too hard. And that why question isn't only for us. In today's gospel, in John 9, 1 and 2, listen to this. Now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. Listen to what his disciples said. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? You know what the disciples were asking? Why? Why is he blind from birth? What happened? Was it him? Did he do something? Did his parents do something? And that's kind of the question we have. Why, God? Did I do something? Am I being punished? Did I do something against you? Why is this happening to me? The same question the disciples had. Why? It's unfair. But it goes on to say this. Jesus answered them in John 9, said this. Neither this man nor his parents sinned. Pay attention here. This is the most important part of the day. It's not because he sinned or his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. What does that mean? The answer to why is right there. Why, God, is this happening to me? You said it, I've said it. When someone is sick, or someone has a problem, or something bad happened, or something whatever, we say why. So one answer to your why is God wants to show us his works through that problem. He wants to reveal himself. And you're probably thinking, I already know God. Thank you. I know you, God. You don't need to reveal anything. I'm okay. You don't have to give me this challenge to give me this so I can see you. No, that's what's happening here. That the works of God should be revealed in him. I don't know if we can accept that. But he wants us, you know, today's Blind Man Sunday, but the truth of the matter is, what he wants us to see is him. We say, why? The answer is, he wants us to see him. No, but I already see you. I already know you. He wants us to see him. And at the end of the story, the Pharisees said something. They said, are we blind? I don't know the answer to that question for us today in this church. But I know one thing. When you have a why, if you say why, the answer is, God is there present, and and he wants to reveal himself, and he wants to show himself, and he wants to show how strong he is in that. He's not punishing. Don't say you're cursed. Don't say that God's not there. Just know that he wants me to see him. Why this problem? There's another set of verses maybe you can open with me. There's a few verses I want you to see today. James chapter 1 is another answer to why. James 1 verse 2, the answer to why. First of all, the high level answer to why is God wants us to see him, to see his hand, to see his works. Why all these trials? My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Right there, you lost me, God. Joy when I'm in trials, we jump up and down and smile and dance when I have a trial? Sorry. Why? Why do you want me to have joy? Okay, I'm going to ask another question. Why joy, God, in a trial? Why is it joyous to have a trial? I don't get it, God. Let's look at verse 3. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Okay. He's trying to produce something. He's going to give us a trial, and the trial is going to challenge our faith to produce patience. That's true. I don't have patience. Verse 4. But let the patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. I think there it is. We will lack nothing at the end. Right now, we feel like we need everything. God, I need this. I need. At the end, we'll lack nothing. You know what lack nothing means? God is providing everything. That's why we should have joy. Why? So we can see him. Why? Because he has a work he wants to do in us. Look, I'm like you. I'm 100% like you. I hate trials. I hate when someone gets really sick, or there's a problem, or there's a... I hate hearing the news from you guys, because I know that it's going to be a long journey. But at the end, the answer to our why is we get to see Jesus. We get to really see him. We get to really touch him. We get to, I know it says joy, we get to at the end feel like, I don't need anything. I got you. And that's a good part of this whole story. You don't have to turn with me, but the same thing happens in 1 Peter 1. 1 Peter 1 is, rejoice because you're going to go through a trial, because the trial is going to purify you, and at the end, you're going to receive salvation for your soul. 1 Peter chapter 1. Wow. Trial, again, rejoice. The Bible is very consistent. When you have a trial, be happy.
What?
Be happy, because at the end, there's healing, there's salvation, there's a hand of God. So it's always the end. Okay, so in the spirit of a blind man, there's a story of another blind man in Mark 8. I want you to see this with me. This is the last thing I'm going to say. Turn with me, Mark 8. There's another story of a different blind man in Mark 8:22. This story is very, very, very unique. And this is the last thing I want to say to you guys. Mark 8:22. Let's turn there together. I want you to see with your own eyes. Speaking of seeing, I want you to open the Bible with your own eyes and see this story, because it's going to answer the question to why. Why, God? Mark 8:22 says this. Then he came to Bethsaida, and they brought a blind man to him and begged him to touch him. So he took the blind man by the hand. This is Jesus taking the blind man. He took him by the hand and led him out of town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands on him, he asked him if he saw anything. Verse 24. And he looked up and said, I see men like trees walking. What happened? What happened? Was he healed? Yes or no? No. Not right here. I'm saying right here. Was he healed? No. But who put his hands on him? Jesus. Did Jesus lose power that day? Did Jesus like have a bad day and was feeling sick? What happened? This is a blind man's story. He spit in his eyes. This time it says he spit right in his eyes. So imagine the guy that Jesus spit right into his eyes. And then Jesus said, can you see? I can see, but everyone looks like trees, men like big trees. Why? Why, God? I thought you were going to help me. I thought I'm going to change the community. I thought if I prayed, you would answer. Is that what we say? I thought it was going to be okay, but I can't see. All right, let's keep going. Verse 25. Then he put his hands on his eyes again and made him look up. And he was restored and saw everyone clearly. He saw everyone clearly. Why? Why it took two times? Why? Why not the first time? What do you think? Why not now, God? Why not this way, God? Why are you waiting so long? I've already been through a lot. I've already been through a lot. Why? This is the answer to the why, that God is going to unfold His work little by little in His own time. So we can see His hand, we can be patient, and we can trust that God is always taking care of me. He's not going to be a magician. Oh, solve your problem. But He will put His hand on your life. And He will do it again. And He will do it again. And He will never leave us. That's for sure. But it's not going to happen all at once. I love this blind man's story. It's going to unfold it little by little. So before you get, like me, a little antsy, a little impatient, I'm very impatient, just wait. Just wait. Just wait. The story's not over yet. Just wait. It's not over yet. God is still working. Give Him time. I promise you, look back at your life. Didn't He take time? I've never seen God work in one second. I've never. I wish He could. God can do it quickly. I've never seen Him do it like, I've never seen the hocus pocus. I've never seen that. If you've had that, that's a blessing and a grace from God. I've seen this story, little by little, unfolding. But at the end, you can be restored fully and see Him. So the answer today to why? God wants you to see Him. Why? God wants to teach us perfection and patience and get something out of us little by little. I think I might be joyous next time I have a problem. And I think you should too. Because it's going to lead to something transformative in our life. God is going to grow us through the problem. I promise you. You've seen that. Why, God? He wants us to really see Him, trust Him, rely on Him, be changed by Him. There's lots of good things. So today in liturgy, I want us to accept. I want us to accept that God is going to take His time through whatever you're going through. And when you say why, I want us to change that prayer. Say, God, I know why. I know you want to do something special in my life. I know you want to clean something in me. I know you want to transform something. I know you want to teach me patience, which I don't have. I know you want me to have no need. I rely on you fully. Lack nothing, as the Bible says. I love that. So let's be patient. And before we say why today in liturgy, say, God, I trust you. Tell Him you trust Him. I know it's going to take time. I know it's not going to be. God, it's like I see this men like trees. You know what that's saying? I still can't see clearly, God. I'm still not there yet, God. And then He will continue to put His hands upon your soul and upon your life. Let's trust in that. Let's pray for one another. And let's know the answer to our why today. God is so good, so gracious. He's got a plan. He's got a work He's doing in us. And let's pray for one another. Enjoy the rest of liturgy. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart. And we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ. This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart. And we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.